I see that sunset from inside. How does it feel to smell the coffee from your bedroom? When the curtains can't hold back, can't hold back the morning any longer. I hope that pale light finds me next to you.
Oh, and once in a while, somebody will ask me, Stets from here in Richmond, Virginia. These are songs off our upcoming full-length record called Can't Be Trustin'. This next one's the title track, so yeah, we're going to play a couple more for you.
Thank you. This is River City Sounds, episode 77. I am Cole, here with Honest Debts. And why don't you guys go around the room and introduce yourselves from this way. Okay, yeah clockwise, counterclockwise, it's either way, but in order.
Yeah, I'm Sam.
I'm Matt.
Hey guys, I'm Alex.
I'm Jacob.
But what do you do in the band?
Oh, you know, I sing and play rhythm guitar. Matt plays all the hard stuff.
Yeah, I play guitar, do a little bit of background vocals.
Playing the bass, background vocals when I want to.
Drums, allegedly, for me. Allegedly, I play drums, but...
Allegedly. Okay. So how long has this project been around?
We started like the end of 2017. Is that right? So about 6 years, something like that.
No interjections to that. That's it. 2017. Okay. So what about the origins of the band name? Where does Honest Debts come from?
So Honest Debts, we pulled from a Bruce Springsteen tune from Atlantic City. There's a line that, make sure I don't misquote it here, debts that no honest man could pay. And we were kind of racking our brains for, I mean,
like 6 months.
Yeah, longer than we should have, trying to nail down a name that we thought worked. And that kind of jumped out one day as kind of a cool concept and something that could encapsulate the sound that we were going for at the time and all that.
We wanted everyone to like not ever know what we were saying when we said the band name. A lot of silent consonants. Keep
I was about to say, do you have like any like retroactive meaning behind the name after you picked it out, like some bands get?
It's a good question. I've thought about it. I mean, there's not a lot, honestly. Just kind of like having to, just like any band does, try to get people to listen to your stuff. Have to like pay your dues at late night shows and Monday night shows and all that.
So what about genre and influences? What genre do you think you would define yourselves as?
That's a fun question.
And that could be answered individually, too.
I would just say a rock band.
Just a rock band?
Yeah. Jacob's like, yeah, we're not going to cut
this. Yeah.
Rock band.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like come to one of our shows.
So we're having our first release come out, I think, what was it, late next month? Is that correct?
Yeah, so our first full length coming out April 28th.
And that is, have you had any other, you've had some releases, because you do have some stuff out. What have we released so far?
Yeah, we put out a 6-song EP called No Beauty Lost back in 2018, and we had a little bit of a different lineup then, and that was with dude Pedro Ada here in town. So we did that one, and then we did a couple singles. I guess we have 3 other singles aside from that EP out, all kind of recorded in different places.
Okay, so who are the other people who's new? I should ask.
I am not the original drummer. I joined in 2019.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we also added a keyboardist kind of amidst COVID.
Oh, yes, he was not here. I kind of forgot about them. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, so what was it like joining, and how'd you get into the band?
So me and Matt used to play in like a metal group.
Okay.
Probably around 2017. And we vibed together. And then when they lost their drummer, he hit me up and I listened to their EP and I thought the songs were really good.
A little bit different than a metal group, I'd say.
A little bit. A little
softer, yeah.
I like heavy stuff, but as long as there's like a melody and a good song, I dig it. So I was like, I really like the song.
You showed up like on your first tryout, or I guess not formal tryout, but you showed up and you knew the whole EP like front to back. Like didn't miss a fill or anything.
We don't mess around here, boys.
That's good. It's always good having someone who steps in and just like, yeah, I know this shit. I listened to it.
Well, it was only 6 songs.
Yeah.
Took me 2 years.
And that was just at the beginning. Right now, he's taken those songs and made them his own, which is now completely added a whole new flavor to who we are as a sound, as a band.
So, what about songwriting process? Who is the main songwriter here?
That's going to be me.
Yeah. No, I do most of the lyrical stuff. So typically, my process is not ironed out at all, but typically I'll bring them some kind of idea, whether it's like a chorus or a riff, or some kind of progression, and then we work on that kind of simultaneously. And then sometimes I'll come with like a 85% written song, and then they do a lot more of like the arranging and adding cooler sections and changes.
Okay. So. Very cool. I just didn't know if it was more of like a one person kind of writes or if it's more of a collaborative process. So I was about to say, Richmond origin story. Have you guys been here the whole time, or did you guys come here for schooling or?
Yeah. Born and raised here. Okay. Matt and I like literally grew up in the same neighborhood when we were real little. But yeah, I mean, other than that, we've kind of found some folks from outside of town and brought them into the Richmond scene. So
yeah, I grew up in Williamsburg, so that's where I claim.
Okay.
I claim Williamsburg. I moved here in 2014. Oh. So and then I probably met Matt in 17, 3 years later.
Is that schooling or job or something that brought you here?
Yeah, my now wife, she got a job in Richmond. So okay. She was like, "Hey, come hang out," and I was like, "I guess I got nothing better to do." So,
it's a good place for music too.
Let's do that. Yeah, and I was like, Williamsburg isn't exactly popping off. Musical.
Yeah.
So I was like, that was cool. I like Richmond a lot. It's been fun.
Yeah. Much stuff.
Oh, yeah. So I grew up in Salem, Virginia, so like Southwest.
Oh, okay. Roanoke area. Yeah, I'm aware of Salem.
Yeah. And I went to JMU, and I had a friend who was living in Richmond in like 2015, 2016, and I visited, and like we did like a Carytown thing, and then we went to some breweries, and then we like saw a band, I think at the Camel at the time, or Strange Matter, I can't remember. I think it was maybe the Camel, but anyway, I came, and it was like kind of this whole weekend of like, oh my God, like this place has everything that I enjoy. And so I moved here right after school in like 2016, and then I met these guys in 17.
So in this time, you guys had mentioned some spots you had come and played. Do you have any favorite bar, breweries, maybe just hangout spots, restaurants in the area that you like? Maybe not playing, but maybe just
not
hanging
playing out
at. Doesn't have to be playing. Could be playing. Could be just hanging out at. Be like their beer or something.
We're a big Joe's In House, I would say.
I've actually not heard of Joe's In House. That's the other thing. Chloe's not
Joe's
here. She usually knows.
Just Joe's In.
Oh, sorry.
Saying we're, in this household.
Oh, this house right here.
We enjoy the Joe's Inns.
You know, one of the interviews, they're like, oh, this one really cool place. And like, some people had heard of it, some people had not. And they're like, it's some dude's house, and it's not actually a liquor license, so we're not allowed to talk about it.
That's interesting.
That's what I thought. It was another one of those.
We'll talk about that later.
It's actually upstairs.
Joe's Inn's a pretty big staple of Richmond, and we've we found ourselves there plenty of times. Actually, I think that was when we regrouped after our first drummer left and said, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And we said, hey, maybe we should go reach out to Jacob. That was spur of the moment in Joe's Inn. So
I lived in Chaco for like 4 years. So everything down there is like I love, like Poe's Pub.
Yeah.
And Millie's is great, all that kind of stuff down there.
So now I guess kind of on to the next question. What is a favorite show that you guys have played or seen? Excuse me, in Richmond.
Ooh.
Could have played it, could have seen it.
Seen is going to be a tough question.
Yeah. Maybe just a show that pops off in your mind.
One of my favorites of all time, and I don't know, y'all can chime in with other examples, but when we dropped that EP back in the day, we did it at Carey Street Cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah, they closed down during the pandemic, and that sucked. Because we like it was
they
like still,
they're back around, aren't they? Haven't they opened back up? Or they
I
never
don't know
opened
if
up.
They, I don't think they did.
Really? I'll have to look that up.
Yeah,
I'm curious now.
If you're right, I'll be really happy. But we did that and like, you know, sold it out and packed the room, and that was a really special memory for me because it was like the first real like achievement that we did as a band. So that was a highlight.
Played with the Camel with I think this band's called 10-Pound Snail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10-Pound Snail's very big
they
right now.
That show I remember being really, really, really good.
Yeah.
That was like April or something, not too long ago. But that was a good one.
I think you were correct. I think that Carytown's not around anymore.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I actually didn't know.
That's where we wrote a lot of our first songs, too. Mm-hmm. Like, Matt and I would go to open mics on, like, Tuesday nights, and you sign up at 7.
Oh, that's
you don't
really
get
cool
to play till 11:30.
Yeah.
And then you have to go to work the next day. It's like, but it was amazing. That's where we met a bunch of our friends in the scene, too.
Yeah, we're going to stay in Richmond territory. Richmond isn't... Oh, actually, let me ask a question off the... Not off the test here. Who does all this art over here? You have so much show art. That's not... Every show, it seems like you actually have someone do it. No, I see Camel.
So that was last year we played at the Camel every first Friday, which is what 10-Pound Snail's doing now.
Yeah.
So it's like a monthly residence they do. And we worked with our buddy Harry Slater to do all this artwork. So all these are posters that he did for us during the year. And
they're very cool.
Very, very cool. Kind of helped commemorate each show.
Yeah.
We had like different openers and different
I did not know that 10-Pound Snail was doing like a residency at the moment. That makes more sense because they have been there every fucking time.
Because
I was trying to see how many you were, so I was going through like your tagged photos, and I was like, that's the fucking drummer for 10-Pound Snail right in the front there, the row.
Yeah, we did two shows with them there last year. Last one sold out. It was awesome, and they're crushing it.
What are some shared interests you've discovered other than music?
Disc golf.
I'm trying to get Matt
like
to play
discus?
For years.
You mean like actual throwing frisbees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe just two of us, yeah.
That's fine. That's fine if it's just two of you.
Yeah.
Anything else that you guys have discovered that maybe the other two of you enjoy?
I have literally nothing in common.
That's okay. That's okay.
Outside of music. And even that's it. Barely.
Barely the music.
I don't know.
Matt and I ran the Richmond Half together last night.
Yeah, they exercise a lot
sick
together.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
we don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I would say I exercise
a lot. You guys also
I put myself through
stuff,
that. Yeah.
I mean, you guys all like craft beer and stuff.
Yeah, we do.
That's the opposite. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
I thought of what? We did a marathon, then we chugged a...
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
3 pints.
What time? We're going to enter Chloe's Corner's questions, because Chloe's not here, but we're still going to do some of her questions
here.
That's good. Cool.
You may not hold any weight to it, but what's your zodiac sign? Let's go around the room.
Ooh.
Oh.
Zodiac is like the...
The little symbol you wear when you're
astrology,
born.
Astrology, bro.
Astrology.
Astrology, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a Libra.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can clearly see how much weight we hold for
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm a Scorpio, and my wife also loves all that stuff, too, so I have to hear all the time.
I'm a Taurus.
I'm a Pisces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, course you are.
Yeah, I know. He would be a Pisces, right?
You would be. No, I don't know anything. I usually just ask that question because it's there. And sometimes it will spark conversation.
Well, let us know what she says about our signs.
If she listens to it. No, she usually does listen to the ones that she's not at just to kind of catch up, I think. What's your favorite snack? Do you guys have a favorite snack you like to do?
Great question.
All right.
Well,
see,
we had a three-day long debate over this. On our last couple runs here, we're split 50-50 between Sheetz or Wawa right now as a band.
Okay.
So, I mean,
strong debate.
Not actual debate. Snack, but place to get snack.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Okay. I mean, that's okay. I can respect that too. It's a wide variety. It's just
Jacob and I both like sweets. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like I'll crush them.
It's terrible.
I make fun of them for their like terrible alcoholism, but then I'll like crush like a thing of Oreos.
No, man, I unfortunately just got off watching the fucking Murdoch murders on Netflix, and that kid drinks so fucking much, dude.
Promise you, we're not on the Murdoch level of drinking.
It's all right, don't worry.
No, I like I don't know. Pringles are solid for me. Pringles
my cat
always
likes
hit.
Pringles.
Sour cream Pringles. That's my that's my bag. Yeah, and chocolate milk.
Those big chocolate milk guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Doritos.
Yeah.
I like the spicy sweet chili Doritos.
Hell yeah.
Bro, we left a thing of Doritos in North Carolina.
No, we didn't. I ate them last night.
He found them in the back of his car.
That's the bag last
bro,
night.
We were at the border. I was like, we gotta go back.
They were in my backpack, and I was really excited last night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That's, like, better than finding a 20 in your pocket.
Anyone else?
I'm a big sweets guy too. Like we usually, you know, if we have Halloween candy, it's mm-hmm. we have it September 1 to get ready for it. So we've gone through it a couple times by October 31st. Last year was a bad year for me though, so I had to clean turn it around with the sweets.
What's your favorite candy bar then?
I'm gonna be pretty crazy here and say Heath bar. I love toffee.
Those are underrated.
Okay, interesting.
Also, the Heath cookout milkshakes are super good too.
Underrated. I need to hear Matt's answer to this.
Yeah.
For a bull, he's not very aggressive.
Smoothie.
Yeah.
What are we watching right now? Anything has got your hook right now? Are you kind of binging a certain documentary or show or series or movie or anything now?
Watched You.
Really?
That's good.
You heard of that one?
I have. I've not watched it yet, though.
Yeah, it's on season 4. That one's pretty good.
Okay.
Would recommend.
Wife and I are checking out the show Daisy Jones and the Six. Pretty good.
That is on our list. We are up next. I keep seeing it coming
out.
Yeah,
you should check it out. It's pretty
good. The Fleetwood Mac knockoff doc.
I've heard. Some of the songs where she's singing it's Elvis Presley's granddaughter's like the lead in
that. Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. That's fun.
So, yeah. They're singing their own song. It sounds great. So, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it's almost a real documentary because they are playing like original songs in some ways. So it's kind of fun. I'm excited to get into that.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Anything else? Anybody watching anything good?
You watching right now? Anything?
I'm in the middle of The Sopranos, so not exactly.
You've been watching The Sopranos for like 2 years.
Okay, it's a long show. You can give him a break. It's a long show.
It took like a month.
He asked, are you binging anything?
Are you actively
just as mad binge?
You've been watching the same episodes since 2019.
Long episodes, long fucking seasons, like you're fine.
It is, but
it's a project.
I just burned through The Last of Us.
Hell yeah.
That show is nuts, dude.
No spoilers, please.
It's crazy
the
question.
They were the last of them.
But specifically that series, but not off the top of my head, I haven't prepared, so maybe it'll come
The Last of
here.
Us? I've been meaning to watch
it.
Dude, it's so worth a watch. It's
What's better, a pen or a pencil?
Oh, pen.
Yeah.
So easy. Like since you have such a strong opinion,
like
what's your favorite? What's your favorite kind of pen? You got a special one you really like?
A feather quill guy.
G7s, baby. That's all.
G7.
Yeah, G7 with the gel grip. Man, those are so nice. Paper Mates. I think it's the brand. No, is it Paper Mate? I don't know.
No, like G7. You never hand anyone like, man, that's a nice pencil. You never heard that before.
That's not true, dude.
Ticonderogas.
Yeah, Ticonderoga number 2s.
Yeah.
That's what I write with because I make a lot of mistakes.
Facts.
Not me,
dude.
I play for keeps.
Isn't that a strange question? What a strange question that brings up a lot of people. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I'll fight about that later.
Go for it.
Pen.
Oh, phew. Yeah.
3 against 1, Santa.
All right.
Whatever.
Let it be known that is the writer, the head writer of the band. Let's put it that way. Of the band who likes to use pencils.
I'm putting head writer on my LinkedIn, dude.
There you go. What's a guilty pleasure you have? And I want to hear from each of you. Depending on how everyone else answers, I might make you re-answer.
Honestly, as a group, definitely Waffle House. That's like weirdly become a bit of a tradition, and we know it's bad, but we also it's so good.
Yeah, I consume like
we got that Friday night
for the food or for the drama.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Sometimes they have touch
tunes. Well, you come for the food, you stay for the drama.
Yeah. Do you guys see that new SNL skit where they're at a Waffle House and like? Who gives a shit what's happening in the actual scene? It's in the background in the Waffle House.
All the crazy stuff.
All the cast members are fighting and shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty good one. Jenna Ortega, you should go see that one.
That's funny.
No, I want individuals now because you can't just cave out of the Waffle House.
I like the 1975.
Okay.
It's your guilty
pleasure. A band is a good one to throw out there.
Yeah, they're cool.
It's kind of funny how many times I've gotten Imagine Dragons from specifically a guitar player or a keyboard player. And they go, see? But they're early stuff.
No, I like all their songs, bro.
They don't care.
I'll just be in the pit with a bunch of 13-year-old girls just, like, going ham. And, like, you're a lot easier to mosh with than the people I'm used to.
Because you can bowl them over instead.
I'll be honest, Dua Lipa is, like,
there
my guilty pleasure.
There we go.
Yeah, she's beautiful and she crushes it.
Did you ever accidentally listen to 30 minutes of a podcast before you realize that it's actually a watch-along of High School Musical 2, and then you decided to watch High School Musical 2 with the watch along and fell in love with High School Musical 2.
Oh, wow.
That's a guilty pleasure right there.
Yeah,
that's
not bad.
I wouldn't feel bad about that. Yeah, that's great. I will crush, like, a gas station hot dog. Like, I love just finding, like,
unfortunately,
food
I understand
eat,
that.
You know what I mean? Like I'll be traveling, like, with my wife or like with these guys or any friend and I'm like, yo, that little chicken shack right there looks awesome. Like, we should crush that.
There's a mom and pop place across the street from where I work in UPS and that place has the best fucking homemade chicken you will ever get. That I usually go across the street to 7-Eleven and get a fucking shitty hot dog instead. So I understand that feeling.
Yeah.
Anything else for this section? Anyone got anything else you want to know? We get a little more serious
right
again.
Right under Waffle House.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
For legal reasons, I cannot respond.
You don't need to feel bad about that. That's like a guilty pleasure. Proudly goes to Waffle House.
You said what? Is it proudly?
He proudly goes to Waffle House.
He loves Waffle House.
I thought you said Crowley.
It's usually one of the three of us that suggests it. Jacob's always like, oh, God. You love it.
I got my order down now, though.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So, we have an album coming out. First full-length album coming out in a little bit over a month. But besides that, what are some band goals we have for the rest of 2023? What do you guys want to accomplish?
Yeah. On a high level, stuff we have, like, planned. Like, we just did our first real, like, tour this past week. Mm-hmm. So we just did, like, you know, 3 dates, kind of a long weekend. But we're doing at least one more of those, and I think we'd like to schedule a second one. So our goal this year was just to try to get out of Richmond as much as possible.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of in-town shows, and it almost feels like we need to space them out a little bit more just to kind of maximize.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand. So you don't want to oversaturate some of the fans and whatnot.
It's just kind of the nature of having a residency like we did last year. But yeah, we want to try to do – it was so much fun being on the road, like, together. So I think we just want to try to do that as much as possible and as much as schedules allow.
And what date – well, where did you guys hit in those 3 dates?
Greensboro, Charlottesville, then Stanton, Virginia.
Yeah. Very fun.
Yeah.
That was
good.
Nice.
Now that seems like a good area and venue for you guys to sound as well. So
definitely.
Really
receptive.
We found
some cool, like, Kindred Spirit bands down there, I think.
What'd you guys do, like, for, like, touring? Did you guys get a big old van or did you go multiple cars?
Big Al.
Did you just get in one tiny shit car and just pack everything as best you can? Just
we Uber the whole way.
Yeah.
Separately, the whole way.
Okay. Damn.
I got a new car recently, and it's trailer ready. So we got a little U-Haul, which was just perfect for what we needed.
And super cheap. Yeah.
You know, aside from like a couple of sketchy backing out down a narrow alleyway, which was, you know,
you did great, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
I thought you did really.
I thought
well.
I did pretty well.
I thought
too.
You did really
it was,
well.
It was a tough. No, it was great. A
lot of pressure.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll be able to do that again pretty easily.
Yeah, the U-Haul trailer I was a little bit nervous about. And I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bolt cutter away, but, you know, we park it in the right spots with cameras or not too far.
If you're listening to this and you want to steal our stuff from our U-Haul, I'm going to electrify it next time so you can't break it.
No, dude, especially like my Rick bass, man, I might hurt a motherfucker if you try and take that off me. Like, it's a weapon, too. It's a big motherfucking bass, especially in its case, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Bop!
Oh, yeah.
I've had someone, I was walking in a parking lot to VCU one time, someone goes, hey, beer pong? I was like, what? Is that a beer pong table? I'm like, no, it's a bass. We have used it for beer pong, though.
That's actually a good idea.
It's long enough. What kind of upcoming shows do we have? We're going to try and get this out within a week or so. Cool. So if you have anything you want to promote or that we can come see you guys out at?
I can't think of anything.
The biggest show we're focused on right now is the album release show. So the album drops on April 28th. We're doing a show that night at the Camel with Justin Golden and the Come Up. So it'll be like a big album release thing. We got tickets on sale now.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Where can we go find those tickets on sale? Is there a link in your Instagram?
Yeah, our website, our Instagram, Facebook, and any kind of social media, you can find a link to the tickets.
Okay, and that's where we can find your music as well. I assume it's more like... I assume it's honest. Is that a child or a dog? I couldn't really tell.
Both, maybe.
Maybe.
Jacob?
There's something up there.
There's something up there.
I'm down here until it goes over, yeah.
Honest Debts across the board. We can find you on Bandcamp and Spotify and all those other platforms and whatnot.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Yep. So please go follow Honest Debts on all of the platforms. Go listen to your favorite songs by them and be on the lookout for their new album. I believe it's next month on the 28th.
28th of April.
Yep. Of April. And what's that called?
Can't Be Trusted.
Can't Be Trusted. Yep. So be on the lookout for that. And please make sure to follow us on all the places you do podcasting. Because there's... So go follow us on Podcasters or Spotify for Podcasters. Give us 5 stars and a like and all that jazz. Man, I'm running out of fucking steam right now, bro. I'm tired. Anyways, I'm doing great, thank you. This has been Cole, been episode 77. And we have had with us...
Honest Debts.
Hey, cool. Appreciate you guys being out. And again, be on the lookout for their new album.
Can't Be Trusted.
I'll leave that in there.
Let's stop it.
That's fine. Oh, yes, thank you for...
This is the first song we wrote during the pandemic. Kind of all about, getting through that time. It was one of the first ones we played when we got back together after we'd been apart for a really long time. A song called Won't Let Me Sleep.
No!
Cool. That was a while. Yeah. You guys want to do one or two more? Cool.
Yeah, why don't we knock out one more?
Go on and burn that bridge again. Cause I ain't the one that did you wrong. Story's more of your friend. Which side of the bed you've been sleeping on? Cover your ears with your hands, yeah. Cause you can't tolerate a doubt. While you're waging war on them, it's really me drowning out, yeah. Tried to move out of your way. Now I'm too far to reach you, darling. It's the game we got to play. Cause I won't let this fall apart. Down on you, it's really on me. But know that one of us goes where the other is taking. This ain't the way, so let's take it to the start. Sunday evening coming down. Spent the whole day hiding from the rain. Far to reach you, darling. Mm-hmm. I won't let this fall apart. Thank you.
moves them too far to reach you, darling. I won't let this fall apart.